I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Camilla Mingay. She is the organizer of the 9th annual Blueberry Dance Festival. It's happening next week in Marquette, and we found out more about how you can get involved and learn more and see some great performers as well. Here's more with Camilla Mingay.
So we have a really great lineup this year. Starting this Monday, July 11th, we'll have free dance classes by local instructors, anything from jazz, Highland, contemporary, musical theater. And then starting on Tuesday, we'll have master classes that you do need to pay and register for. We have Liv Morrow, who's doing aerial fabric and contortion. We have Amy Madison, who is actually originally from the UP and now has her own dance company out in Los Angeles. She'll be teaching lyrical and contemporary jazz. Emily Bennett, who also is originally from the UP and coming in from Milwaukee, and she'll be teaching ballet and contemporary. They'll also be performing Thursday evening at the Showcase, which is at 7 o'clock, and tickets are available for that as well.
And that's happening where?
And everything is happening right on Kauffman Auditorium, right on the stage.
Now, it's interesting with this. We talk about the 9th annual. That means that it's probably continuing to have a really good response, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's surprising. I mean, we get all assortments of ages and even levels. Some are brand new dancers. I mean, because you really take opportunity with those free classes to see what kind of style of dance you might like. And then anything to for really advanced dancers.
It's real interesting when I also look at it this way, that you have so many different styles. How do you kind of put it all together? How do you kind of figure out who's going to be here and what kind of styles are going to be at this year's event in particular?
Well, so each year we always try to find, do a focus on a different style than the year before, or find a male dancer or teacher, because there's so few males. This year we do have a male teacher, although not in our master classes, but Jay Foy will be teaching a free break dancing class, and there's not much break dancing here in the UP either.
That's true. That's a little surprising that something like that is actually on the docket. It seems more kind of a bit of a throwback style, but still very popular.
Oh, yes, definitely. And that's something that helps out by having the university here with getting more diverse students in the area.
Camilla, let's tell everybody kind of how people can get involved. How can they take part in this event and either sign up for some of these classes or just come to the show?
So just stop in at Second Skin Shop, which is located right downtown on Washington Street in the Masonic Building. And we have a complete list of all the free classes. If you want to take any of the free classes, you just go ahead and show up. Otherwise, if you want to take any of the master classes, we do have registration forms available at the store. We also have tickets on sale for the showcase. And something else some of the dancers might be interested in is there will also be a dance competition on Wednesday. And the grand prize is a $300 gift certificate to the Second Skin Shop.
Mm-hmm. 9 years, 9th annual. I mean, this has been a very well-received thing. I remember when this got going, started as part of originally with the Blueberry Festival Week and all of that in Marquette. It's a little bit off that schedule this year, but still an opportunity for folks to get involved. And you said people from all ages are getting involved with this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I think our youngest student was probably 2 years old, which usually it's more like 8 or 9. And our oldest has probably been, maybe 80 years old performing on stage. Yeah.
Yeah. What? Yes.
I could do it. You know, do you have disco lessons?
You know, that is a new style. We'll have to think about adding that for next year.
I think Jill could do that.
Definitely.
I think, Mike, you should go with the breakdancing classes.
I don't want to break anything.
But that's it. It's an opportunity to learn. It's an opportunity to find out more. But you're working with some good pros here that are also going to share some really good information and tips.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just surprising, like when the students, especially with the master classes, they go in, you're already aware of what some of their abilities are, but these instructors really push them. And then what they come up with for the choreographed piece is just stunning.
Well, again, let's give them all the vitals, when and where, and how can folks sign up?
Okay, so everything is going to be held right on Kauffman Auditorium, and it's going to be starting Monday, July 11th through the 14th, and all the information is available at the Second Skin Shop.
And that's located where?
At 130 West Washington Street, right downtown Marquette.
That's Camilla Mingay, the organizer of the 9th Annual Blueberry Dance Festival. It's happening at Kauffman Auditorium next week. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.